The first beanbag activities we saw were balancing activities. And before we even start with the balancing, we may want to warm up a little bit by squeezing the beanbag in one hand, passing it to the other hand, squeezing it. And then after that, we want to try balancing the beanbag on various parts of our body, moving around the room sometimes, or just moving our body parts around. We started with the palm of the hand and then put the beanbag on the back of the hand. We put it on our elbow. And then some of these things are a little bit more difficult skills, like balancing the beanbag on your head, balancing it on your back, and crawling around on your hands and knees. So different levels of difficulty there. An important thing to remember when working with the beanbags with these activities or others is that kids are going to drop the beanbags. It's going to happen. And we need to sort of think ahead to decide how we're going to deal with that when it inevitably occurs. So the thing with this is you want to make it a low stress environment as much as possible, that dropping a beanbag is just part of the deal. Everybody does it. Sometimes it's more or less challenging for different people. So I would suggest as an adult modeling dropping it and being okay with that, modeling dropping it and just having a big smile and saying, whoops, and picking it up and trying again. You can talk about it explicitly if you like, just saying, no big deal if we drop it, we just pick it up and keep trying. You probably know your students, so you'll know how much time to spend on this and what an effective approach will be with them. It's just something to think about and plan out before you start working with the beanbags.